是谁我们那天
we are serving God.
这是我们的身份。
This is our profession.
可惜今天
But unfortunately today,
在基督教的里面
among God's people,
我们以为说只有很好数很少数的人
we assume only a few.
他们是圣品的人
they are the sacred specimen.
他们只有他们可以是圣神
onlyThey can serve.
我们这帮平信徒啊
We are ordinary believers. We're lay believers. Laymen.
我们这一帮平信徒啊
We are laymen.
我们根本不配也不能侍奉。
We are not qualified to serve.
那我们做什么呢
And what do we do?
我们就坐在那里听听了。
And so we sit and listen.
我们在那里捐一点钱了。
And we there put something in the offering.
那么让这一帮圣经的人去是替我们侍奉。
And allow the clergy to do all the serving.
这是堕落的基督教。
This is a fallen condition.
如果今天我们看见主的救赎的话
If we see God's redemptive work,
我们要看见主。
We will see.
我们每一个蒙神拯救的弟兄姊妹
Everyone who was saved by the Lord Jesus,
我们都应当起来侍奉我们的。
We must rise up and serve our God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们问问我们自己
Let's ask ourselves.
究竟今天我们活在这个地上
When we live on this earth,
我们在哪里侍奉什么
Who are we serving?
有的人也是在哪里侍奉金钱
Some of you are serving money.
有的人也是在哪里侍奉地位
And some of you are serving a position.
有的人也是在哪里侍奉他的家庭
And some are serving their own family.
有的人也是在哪里侍奉他的事业
And some of you are serving your business.
究竟我们在这里侍奉谁呢
What, who are you actually serving?
有人在那里说是我是在那里又侍奉马门又在那里侍奉谁
I'm serving both Mammon and God
我把马门拿来就奉献十分之一
So when I take Mammon and I give one tenth to the Lord
所以我十分九侍奉马门十分之一侍奉谁
So I serve 9% I serve Mammon and 1% I serve God
但是主耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主
But God
不能侍奉两个主
But Christ said a slave cannot serve two masters
你不是侍奉马门就是侍奉神
If you're not serving Mammon then you're serving God
你不是侍奉神就是侍奉马门
If you're not serving God then you're serving Mammon
你没有办法同时一同来侍奉
If you're not serving both at the same time
究竟亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在我们心的深处
In the depth of our heart
我们知道我们今天活在这个地上
Do we know why when we live on this earth?
我们在哪里侍奉谁
Are we serving God?
不错，也许我们还在外面做事。
It's true we still have some business we have to tend to.
神要我们劳苦。
True, God wants us to work and toil.
但是我们在劳苦的中间。
But in the midst of our toiling.
我们是不是就是侍奉我们的肚腹了呢
Is it we are serving just because we have to live?
还是我们虽然在劳苦的中间。
Or when we are even toiling,
叫我们能生活这种维持
so that we can have enough,
叫我们能起来侍奉我们
we can rise up and serve our God.
不错，做家庭主妇的人
and those who are housewives,
你在那里看顾你的家庭
and you're looking after your family,
你在看顾你的儿女
you're looking after your children.
这一个是究竟是他们是你的侍奉呢还是神是你的侍奉、
Are you serving them or God is the purpose of the serving?
你是替谁来管理这个家庭
Are you managing your family for God?
你是替谁来养育你的儿女
Are you raising your children for God?
许多的时候我们养育我们的儿女是为着自己
Many times we raise our children for ourselves
当我们老了儿女就可以照顾我们
So when we are old they can take good care of us
所以表面上是养育儿女实际上还是养育自己
And even though we think we are raising our ancestors but actually we are caring for ourselves
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们在哪里培养儿女是为谁呢
We are caring for our ancestors who are we really caring for
是为他们
Are we really for them,
for
me,
or
it's for God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹要在主的面前
For instance, we ought to be before the Lord.
要清楚地看见这件事
We have to see clearly about this matter.
不错我们手里还在那里做许许多多的事情
It's true, we are doing many things with our hands.
但是我们的心里面那是十分小
But in our heart, we are serving God.
我们在做这些的事情都是为做神而做
When we do all these things, we are doing them for God.
我们为什么经营这一切
We are managing all these things for God.
好叫神能得到荣耀
So that God will get all the glory.
好叫神的旨意能得以成就
so that His will will be carried out.
我们必须要侍奉主。
We must serve God.
我们知道侍奉这一件的事情。
You know, in this matter of service,
是在宇宙里面一个极大的争执。
It is a conflict of the universe.
在历史历代
throughout the centuries,
这是一个争执的焦点。
This is the focus of crisis, conflict.
从有人类一直到今天
From creation until now
这一个侍奉是一个一直继续不断的一个争执的点
This matter service is the focal point of conflict
神是应当这座侍奉
God deserves our service
但是撒旦在那里要抢夺神的侍奉
And God wants to remove that service away from God
我们是站在中间
We stand in the middle
究竟我们是给神侍奉呢
Whether we're serving God
或者我们给撒旦侍奉
Or we're serving Satan
我们必须在神的面前要有一个拣选
Therefore we must make a choice
你知道耶稣亚到他年老的时候
When Joshua was old
他召集以色列的百姓
He gathered all Israelites together.
他就把这件事情摆在以色列百姓的面前
He laid this matter before the Israelites.
他说
He said,
你们要定规
you must make a choice.
你们究竟要侍奉谁
Who do you want to serve?
你们要侍奉耶和华你们的神呢
You want to serve Jehovah your God?
或者你们要侍奉在大河那一面你们祖宗的那一些的假神
Or you serve the gods on the other side of the great river?
或者在迦南地那一些外邦人的假神
All the gods in the midst of you
你们要拣选一下
You have to make a choice.
以色列的百姓已经到了迦南了
God's people already in Canaan
但他们已经在神应许的地方了
already in the promised land
但是耶稣亚还要他们来一个拣选
and Joshua want them to make a choice
叫我们人来讲
in our thinking
好像这个不需要拣选
it is not an important matter they have to make a choice
当然是如此了
it is so
他们神所救赎的
There were God's redeemed people.
神把他们带到迦南地来的
God brought them into Canaan.
那当然他们应当侍奉神了
Of course they ought to serve God.
但是弟兄姊妹
sister,
我们看见人的败坏就在这里
We see man's corruption is right here.
虽然蒙了神这么大的恩典
Even though they received such grace from God.
但是许多的时候心意还是不定
But because they are still hard.Is still unsettled.
他们还是三心两意
They're still double-minded.
所以耶稣亚在他离开世界之前
And so before Joshua departed from the earth
他就把这个问题摆在他们面前
He raised this question before
them. 耶稣亚他就宣告说
And Joshua declared
不管你们怎么拣选
No matter what, how you choose
至于我和我的家
As far as me and my family
我们必定侍奉耶和华
We will serve Jehovah
感谢赞美
Praise God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们今天在神的面前
Today we are before God
是不是也有这样一个坚定的信心
We have this kind of a determination
至于我和我的家
As for me and my house
我们必定侍奉耶和华
We will serve Jehovah
以色列的百姓受了感动
The Israelites were touched
所以他们说我们也要侍奉耶和华
We also want to serve Jehovah
耶稣亚说不行
Josh is not so
他说神是圣洁的神
God is a holy God
你们不能侍奉神
You cannot serve him
你们如果要侍奉神的话
If you want to serve him
把你们所有的偶像就要毁掉
You must destroy all your idols
否则的话你们不能侍奉神
Otherwise you will not be qualified
因为神是圣洁的神
Because God is a holy God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
什么叫做圣洁呢
What does it mean by holy
圣洁的意思
The meaning of holy
就是独一无二
isHe is alone.
你不能在他之外再加上什么。
You cannot add anything to him.
他是独一无二。
He stands alone.
但是以色列的百姓
，But Israelites,
他们不圣洁
，They were not holy.
他们一面要侍奉神。
On one hand, they want to serve God.
因为家里还有偶像。
On the other hand, they have idols in their house.
这样不圣洁，怎么能侍奉圣洁的神呢？
How can they serve God in that condition?
所以耶稣要告诉他们说，
And Joshua told them,
你们不能侍奉神。
You cannot serve God.
你们要侍奉，把偶像统统要毁掉。
If you want to serve, you must destroy all the idols.
感谢神。
Praise God.
他们愿意毁掉一切的偶像。
They want to destroy the voice.
好叫他们能侍奉。
So they can serve God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们的光景怎么样？
What is our condition today?
是不是我们也心里说主啊，我要侍奉你？
Is it in our heart we say to the Lord, I want to serve you?
但是你要听见圣灵微笑的声音。
But you must hear the whispering of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说神是圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit says God is holy.
你如果要侍奉他，
If you want to serve him,
你所有的偶像必须要杀。
You must deal with the idol.
什么叫做偶像？
What is idol?
偶像就是把神变作平常。
Idol means God becomes common.
其他的东西与神分离。
All other things are now equal with God.
那神就不再独一无二。
Now God is, does not stand by himself alone.
不一定犯什么罪。
It's not necessarily we have this sin.
你知道罪的对面是义。
The opposite of sin is just righteousness.
圣的对面是主。
The opposite of holy is curse.
Common. 所以圣实在说起来不是与罪发生直接的关系。
So in a sense, holy is not really related to sin.
公义与罪发生直接的冲突。
Righteousness and sin has direct relationship.
圣是与主平凡发生直接的这个基础。
Holiness and uncommon.Is a relationship. So therefore, if we want to serve God,
不但说我我们犯了罪不能侍奉神。
It's not that we think we cannot serve God.
就是我们变了平凡了也不能侍奉神。
And when we become common, we cannot serve God.
我们必定要分离出来才能侍奉神。
Therefore, we need to be separated in order to serve God.
我们怎样把我们自己分离出来呢？
How can we separate ourselves?
来侍奉神呢？
And serve God.
这个就是罗马第十二章第一节所说的话。
And this was Romans 12:1 told us.
所以弟兄们，
Therefore, brethren,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercy of God, I urge you.
将身体献上当作活祭
present your bodies a living sacrifice
是圣洁的
holy
是神所喜悦的
acceptable to God
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然
which is your reasonable service
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这里告诉我们说我以神的慈悲力劝你们
it says I beseech you by the mercies of God
这个神的慈悲是做什么说的
what does this mercy or mercies refer to
这个神的慈悲就是罗马第一章到十一章里头所说的话
this mercy refers to the previous 11 chapters of Romans
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中
we were sin and trusted
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪
the Lord just cleanses from all sin
我们本来都是死人
Before we were all dead in sin.
但是今天，主耶稣，他把我们与带到十字架上去。
And the Lord took us to the cross.
与他同钉时
we crucified there with him.
把他的生命赐给了我们。
And he gave us his life.
把他的圣灵赐给了我们。
And he gave us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天能凭着圣灵来生活。
And through the Spirit we can live.
把我们这一般与神的约无分的人。
Those who have nothing to do with God,
把我们带到神的国度里面。
And we are now drawn to God and enter into His kingdom.
这些都是神的慈悲。
This is all God's mercy.
那么神的慈悲应当激励我们。
God's mercy is all to encourage us.
因着神的慈悲激励了我们。
Because of the mercies of God,
那我们就要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
And then we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
为什么说身体献上呢？
What does it mean by a living body?
为什么用身体呢？
Why body?
因为在这里身体就代表我们整个的人。
Because the body here represents our whole person.
因为这是一个事情的事情。
Because this is a matter of action.
所以它用身体来代表。
And so it's represented by body.
我们要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
So we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
人受了神的恩爱。
When man touched by God's love,
他们就在他们的深处的里面
，and it's from the depth of their heart.
他们就在他们的这个animal.
Okay, they'll take one of the animals.
或者是一个牛，或者是一个羊
，or an ox or a lamb.
就带到圣殿里面
，and they bring it to the temple.
把这个牛，这个羊献上给神
，and they offer this animal up to God.
这个祭啊是死祭
，this offering is a death sacrifice.
因为什么呢？因为你一献了，就要把它烧掉。
Because the moment you offer this up, the animal was killed.
并且要把它烧掉。
And you burn the animal.
这个燔祭呀，是一直烧成灰了。
And this burnt offering is a continually burning.
叫神能就是喜悦。
And so God will be satisfied.
但是新约的时候
，But in the New Testament,
神不要你牵一个牛，牵一个羊了。
God does not want you to offer him an animal.
神要你把你自己带来。
God wants you to bring yourself.
把你自己献上，当作。
You bring yourself as a living sacrifice.
不是死祭，是活祭。
It's not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice.
意思就是说
，It means
虽然你是活的
，even though you are living，
但是你天天活是为着神。
And because you live, you must live daily for the Lord.
你不再是为着你自己活。
You must not live for yourself.
你不再属于你自己。
You do not belong to yourself.
你这个人是属于神。
You belong to God.
你这个人是为着他的喜悦。
You live for him for his pleasure.
你这个人就是来遵行他的旨意。
And you are here to do his will.
许多的时候
，many times，
我们以为说奉献了。
We think of offering, consecration.
我们以为说奉献乃是那些做传道的人要奉献。
Consecration for those who preachers.
当我得救的时候。
After our brother was saved.
在1930年。
In 1938.
1930. 当我得救的那个时候。
When our brother was saved.
我们所听见的奉献呢。
The consecration we heard in those days,
乃是奉献做传道。
You're consecrating yourself to be a preacher.
意思说平信徒不要奉献。
That means ordinary believers, lay people, you don't need to consecrate.
只有传道是要奉献。
Only those who are preachers, you need to consecrate.
所以我还能记得很清楚啊。
Our brother remember very clearly.
那一次我得救了。
Our brother was saved.
在那个特会里面。
In that special meeting.
最后一天。
The last day,
就是讲奉献了。
The last is spoke on consecration.
就说你们什么人被主的爱感动
？If you are touched by God's love,
愿意把你献上做传道。
And if you want to consecrate yourself to be a preacher,
你可以献上。
You go even consecrate.
在这个讲台后面挂了一个大的中国地图。
Right in the back of the platform there is a big map of China.
那个传道人就说了。
And the preacher says,
你们可以拣选你们要到哪里去传道。
Choose why you want to go to serve the Lord.
到哪里去侍奉神？
Why you want to serve the Lord?
你们到草草台台上来。
You come to the platform.
把你的手指在那个地方。
You point your finger to that place.
那就是你要去的地方。
That's the place where you ought to go.
我那个时候才15岁。
Our brother was only 15.
那我想你能算得出来我现在多少岁？
Now you can figure out how old he is now.
我刚刚得救。
And I was newly saved.
哇，心里火热。
I was burning.
我的主的爱实在是大。
Love was burning within.
我心里想了。
I think,
当然我要奉献做传道了。我要表示我爱主。
I want to ask,
我要到最远的地方。
I want to go to the first place,
最远的地方去。
Most difficult place.
所以又跑到讲台上面。
So、he came up,
你知道我的手指在哪里？
You know why he pointed his finger?
蒙古。
Mongolia.
感谢神。
Praise God.
我还没有去过蒙古。
I never, our brother never been to Mongolia.
神不要照我的意思来侍奉他。
God did not want our brother to serve him according to his own wish.
神要我照着他的意思来侍奉他。
God wants our brother to serve him according to his will.
但是弟兄姊妹，
关键是
今天我们知道
，Today we know
那个道是讲错的。
That in teaching, that preaching was wrong.
圣经说，所以弟兄们。
scripture says brethren.
这个弟兄们啊，也包括姊妹哦。
This brethren includes sisters.
因为主的生命在我们里面是儿子的生命。
Because the life in us is the life of the Son of God.
所以有的是男的弟兄，有的是女的弟兄。
So they are male brothers in the Lord and male sisters in the Lord.
Female
brothers in the Lord.
我们都是弟兄啊。
We are all brothers.
主耶稣是我们的长兄。
He is our eldest brother.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
我们都要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
We must give our bodies as a living sacrifice.
就是说，从今以后，
From this
moment, 我这个人就是为着侍奉神。
My life is a life of service.
是奉献。
Consecration.
乃是让神得着我们。
Consecration is for God to gain us.
叫神的旨意能通行在我们身
上。God's will can flow through us.
我们在神的手里。
We are in God's hands.
神要我怎样来侍奉。
How he wants us to serve
him. 愿他的旨意成就。
His will be done.
不是照着你的意思。
Not according to our wishes.
也不是照着我的意思。
It's not my wish.
是照着他的旨意。
It's according to his will.
来侍奉他。
Serving him.
这一个叫做奉献。
This is what means by consecration.
圣经说这是圣洁的。
Bible says it is holy.
这一个是圣洁。
This is holy.
你就这样把自己分别出来。
This is how you separated yourself.
这一个是神所喜悦。
This is what God is pleased.
你们能在救了之后，是不是要讨神的喜悦？
As you say, don't you have a desire to please God?
这一个是讨神喜悦。
This is how to please God. 并
且圣经说，
And Bible says,
你们如此侍奉。
When you do it this way,
那是理所当然。
It is reasonable.
啊，你们这样侍奉是合理的。
When you serve God this way, it's reasonable.
许多的时候
，often
我们说侍奉从哪里开始
？How do we begin to serve God?
侍奉从奉献开始。
Serving God begins with consecration.
你把你自己献上当作活祭。
You offer yourself up as a living sacrifice.
你的侍奉就开始了。
That you begin your ministry.
并且在犹太经里头。有的翻译
In some other translation,
他说这一个是你属灵的敬拜。
And some versions say it's your spiritual worship.
不但是合理的侍奉，也是属灵的敬拜。
It's not only reasonable service, but also spiritual worship.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前
，today as we before the Lord,
我们是不是看见说？
Do we see or not?
神造我们是为着侍奉他。
God created us is for to serve him.
神救赎我们是要为着侍奉。
God redeemed us is for us to serve him.
我们是不是觉得我们应当侍奉？
Do we feel that we ought to serve him?
我们应当拣选来侍奉我们的神。
We ought to choose to serve him.
如果我们有这样的心愿，
We have this desire.
我们怎么开始？
How do we do it?
我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
We consecrate offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
记得
Let's remember.
燔祭
Burn offering.
乃是早晨献一只羊。
In the morning you offer a lamb.
就被祭坛上的火慢慢的焚烧。
Allow the fire in the altar to burn slowly.
烧到晚上已经变成灰了。
It burns until evening and it turns into ashes.
晚上又放上。
An evening we place there on the land.
那火在晚上整夜在那里烧。
And the fire burns throughout the night.
烧了早晨变成灰了。
In the morning it turns into ashes.
这个早晨的燔祭又放上。
And then we place there on the land.
奉献不是一劳永逸的事情。
Consecration is not once for all.
奉献是要天天奉献。
Consecration is a continuous thing daily.
不是说你十年前。在奉献会里头你奉献过了。
Doesn't mean that 10 years ago during the revival meeting you all consecrated yourself.
乃是说你今天早晨有没有奉献。
The question is today, this morning, did you offer yourself up to God?
你今天晚上要不要奉献？
Are you willing to offer yourself up this evening?
让神圣洁的火昼夜不断地在那里焚烧。
Allow the holy fire of God to burn you in the day.
叫你能有馨香的味道到神的里面。
And so that you will become a sweet savor in God's sight.
感谢神。
Praise God.
我们要被烧成灰。
We are deformed into ashes.
And everything that reminds you.
But God's heart will be
satisfied.
May God be merciful.
Let's
pray.
主啊，当我们想到你的大爱的时候，我们不能把自己留下，乃是奉我们的子民。主啊，求你在今天早晨，用你的爱来接引我们。如果我们还没有奉献，能把自己献上。如果成奉献，叫我们再献上。主啊，我们要不断把自己。 献上给你，你是配得着我们的支持，你是配得着我们的敬拜。我们的主，我们真是愿意，这一次你真是把我们带到当初，叫我们能满足你的旨意。我们的主啊，垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。